if you, all you know is what went to middle and what went to high school, what was the method, what did you use to allocate it by school? Was it a percentage of how the money was spent in the first column?
Yes, for middle school. So I took all the middle schools, and if you spent $1 million here and $10 million here, and the total was 11, then I allocated on the same percentages.
So you took a percentage. The total was 221, 351 in the first column, and divided that into the 24,000 to come up to the percent. You applied that percent to the total 44,000.
That's exactly right, but I separated it by middle and high.
Right.
I get that.
So basically, it's not on a real figure. It's basically just an assumption of what I'm in the first.
Yes.
Okay.
Just so I have to get through it once to make sure it's understandable.
Right, I understand.
Okay, thank you.
I just have to make sure I understand.
No, I appreciate your time to try. The third column shows the unspent budgeted funding per the capital facilities funding plan presented to the board, I believe, on June 22nd. All those columns, all those rows are exactly how it was presented to you, except for middle school 12, high school 14, because I can't spend more money than I have. So that row that says 97 million, 97.5 million, I spent every last dime you have there. And that's why the final column, total CFD funding, shows zero.
Okay, so what you're assuming is that we're spending everything that we've collected so far on new schools.
Yes.
It is not assuming any collection of money or taxes or whatever, CFDs, that will be collected once those expanded population is coming in.
Right.
So any of the new home sales that are going on or building right now and get sold, then those CFDs that come into the district will be on top of this.
They will be on top. And I haven't taken into account future debt service payments.
Future debt
service. Debt service payments. Remember the slide that showed that we're paying debt service on those four outstanding bonds? So far, I've only paid September 1, 2015, and now I've spent all your money. So future tax levies, the first thing that's going to come off the top is the debt service due. And I'll show you that in a second.
Okay, I'll wait.
And I know, I'm so sorry.
No, I'll wait. I'm getting it. I'm just a little bit. I have to make sure I'm getting it.
Oh, no, and it's hard to let it go and then try to back up to it. So the final column just sums the first three to come up with a total CFD funding. My goal is to create a chart which shows the capacity that was funded from the CFDs. So I took the line items that created funding. I was given the total project cost, still under review, to show that CFDs paid for, and I'm going to just use the top line item, 76.67% of Eastlake High School. We used CFD money to build that school. The capacity for the school site is 2,472, according to planning. So CFD money paid for 1,895 seats.
What is that, the projected enrollment for this coming school year or last school year?
Nope. All this is saying how much money have the CFDs brought in, and if I take it all the way down to zero, how many seats did they build? They built this. This has nothing to do with actual enrollment.
Okay.
This is
okay.
Just seats.
So that includes the schools that haven't been built yet.
Yeah.
No, they're not listed there.
It is this one. High
You're
school
right.
12, middle school. I'm sorry, middle school 12, high school 14. It shows that so far, if you spent all the money you have, you could build 57% with CFD funds, and create 1,600 seats.
So that's included in that number?
It is.
Okay.
But
Paul?
Good evening. If I may just clarify on the capacity. The capacity is based on state standards and excludes portables, that have been added for overflow purposes. So, for instance, East Lake says 24. We've got 3,000 kids there. They are housed, but that's the official capacity in terms of eligibility for state funding. I just wanted to clarify those are state funding numbers.
I knew it was more than.
Hey, Paul. Paul, I got a question right here, Nick. Just curious, is that enough money to build a middle school and a new high school, or we really need more money? Well, we need more money. Just for me, well, we need more money on top of that to build the high school and the middle school that we will.
The 180, maybe 185 million at this point, is still a valid estimate for the two schools combined.
Okay,
but that's with half of a football field.
That's okay. Correct. That's
but again, we haven't even gone there yet.
That's
I'm just being ugly.
That's on a 27-acre site.
Okay, so if we only used CFDs, were supposed to. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but the first slide I thought I saw. Now I know this is not what is being preached, but the first slide says this CFD is for. Was created so that new development would pay for itself, right? Pay for its own school, et cetera, right? So if that being the case, and if they really only paid for 76% of their school, where'd the other percent come from? Because to me, if it's supposed to be self-supporting and really providing that school for growth, for the growth it's creating and the new development, the new construction, whatever, it should be 100% out of CFD. And I don't care what they say. They keep saying it was never meant to pay for itself. I'm sorry, it should have been paying for itself because that was the intent of the whole the legislation, in my opinion, if it says it should be paying for itself. That's why they created the ability to have a CFD, right?
Yes.
And when you buy your home, they tell you that.
Mm-hmm. So
they tell you. It's to build school.
I'm curious why we're not putting 100% cost against the CFD for each of those schools that have been built.
Two.
I mean, look at San Ysidro, and I'm sorry, but San Ysidro is only 20%. They've only charged 20% to the CFD for that school.
Two things. One, state funding. State funding makes up the balance for many of these numbers. And once accounting staff gets done with the actual expenditures, our next step will be to look at state funding received and how we allocate state funding credits.
Well, state funding, matching funding, I could understand. If you